York City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Well, we have welcome to the big radio show. Hi, how are you? Happy Wednesday to you on this 11th day of April, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and hey, Andy, has Zuckerberg completed his testimony now? I think he has. So, So, Mark Zuckerberg, how did he do? How did Mark Zuckerberg do in the grilling? So, anybody watch it? Because I know it was being carried by a lot of the media, and I just did not think it was worthwhile because it started before we came on the air. And yesterday it continued after we were off the air. So some of the highlights here, I mean, there's a number of people that are already saying Zuckerberg. The memes are hilarious that are going around. First of all, who's the guy Star Trek? Was it Captain Data or just Mr. Data? But the weird part about it is, photos are going around comparing photos of Mark Zuckerberg and whatever Mr. Data. They look alike. Who knew? They look like almost like twins. And then you've got one person after another basically saying Zuckerberg has left D.C. without a scratch, not a thing. Then there's more memes going around about who did better, Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg, because 20-some years ago, Congress hauled Bill Gates in and had him sit behind a table and be grilled by members of Congress. And what did they do about regulating Microsoft? Well, actually, especially the Europeans more than here, but Microsoft, remember, had a lot of, I thought it was a bunch of crybabies, a lot of competition to Microsoft were whining about how much of an advantage Microsoft has. Microsoft did not do that well. Bill Gates stepped aside. Steve Ballmer comes in, does a horrible job. Finally, they get him out of there, and they get this new president in there. Nardella, I believe, is his name, and he's doing a great job. He's making Microsoft stronger, better, bigger. The stock is up, everything else. So I don't know where Facebook's going, but what I heard of the testimony was pretty harmless stuff. And I don't know if you think it's because members of Congress don't really know about Facebook or how it works, but you would think they would, because as much as Facebook started off as a dating book for guys at Harvard, it really grew into a young person's social media. But as it grew and mom and dad got Facebook accounts and it broke out from college campuses where you had to have an email address with an EDU suffix on it, once it became anybody and everybody could join Facebook, it exploded. But where did all the young people go? They're gone. The numbers about the young people being part of Facebook, they're just not there. This is for Aunt Mildred to share, to see photos of her nephews and nieces. So there was a great couple of interviews, though, out of all of this. If you haven't heard it, I want to play it for you because it was, and this shows the bipartisanship that came together to do handstands about Facebook. Republicans and Democrats. Republicans are going crazy about their privacy. Democrats want to regulate anything and everything. I don't know what Mark Zuckerberg's thinking as he's flying back to Silicon Valley, but he's got to be wondering about maybe his political agenda and his politics and who he supports, because he flat out admitted that they certainly did everything and anything they could to help the Obama campaign. And he flat out admitted that Silicon Valley is a deeply liberal community. So he got a lot of tough questions from Democrats. But this piece starts off with Ted Cruz asking questions and ends with Dick Durbin, the Democrat, grilling Mark Zuckerberg about Facebook's censorship of conservative views and sharing a user's private information.
There are a great many Americans who I think are deeply concerned that Facebook and other tech companies are engaged in a pervasive pattern of bias and political censorship. There have been numerous instances with Facebook. In May of 2016, Gizmodo reported that Facebook had purposely and routinely suppressed conservative stories from trending news, including stories about CPAC, including stories about Mitt Romney, including stories about the Lois Lerner IRS scandal, including stories about Glenn Beck. In addition to that, Facebook has initially shut down the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day page, has blocked a post of a Fox News reporter, has blocked over two dozen Catholic pages, and most recently blocked Trump supporters Diamond and Silk's page with 1.2 million Facebook followers after determining their content and brand were, quote, unsafe to the community. To a great many Americans, that appears to be a pervasive pattern of political bias. Do you agree with that assessment?
Senator, let me say a few things about this. First, I understand where that concern is coming from, because Facebook and the tech industry are located in Silicon Valley, which is an extremely left-leaning place. And this is actually a concern that I have and that I try to root out in the company, is making sure that we don't have any bias in the work that we do. And I think it is a fair concern that that people would at least wonder about.
Let me ask this
now,
question. Are you aware of any ad or page that has been taken down from Planned Parenthood?
Senator, I'm not, but let me just...
How about moveon.org?
Sorry?
How about moveon.org?
I'm not specifically aware of those.
How about any Democratic candidate for office?
I'm not specifically aware. I mean, I'm not sure.
Would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
No.
If you've messaged anybody this week, would you share with us the names of the people you've messaged?
Senator, no, I would probably not choose to do that publicly here.
I think that may be what this is all about. Your right to privacy, the limits of your right to privacy, and how much you give away in modern America in the name of, quote, connecting people around the world. The question, basically, of what information Facebook's collecting, who they're sending it to, and whether they ever asked me in advance my permission to do that. Is that a fair thing for a user of Facebook to expect?
Yes, Senator. I think everyone should have control over how their information is used.
Well, the problem with the question, Ted Cruz's questions were very pointed, and took Mark Zuckerberg's credit. He did not try and hide the fact. He said that Silicon Valley is extremely liberal. He didn't say liberal. He said extremely to the left. What Dick Durbin was asking was, would you be willing to share the name of the hotel you were at last night? And everybody got a chuckle out of him pausing and going, no. But that's not the right question. This also shows why Durbin did not know what he's talking about. Nobody calls you up and says, I want you to put online the name of the hotel you're staying in D.C. No, you volunteer it. Hi, everybody. I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm staying at the Hay Adams Hotel. I'm in room 1214. Hey, why don't you, if you're in the area, I mean, that's what Facebook is that people are volunteering their information. So by asking him, would you be willing to tell us what hotel you're staying in? He said, no. In other words, no, I would not volunteer that information. I would not go on Facebook and put down the hotel I'm staying in on Facebook. I think this whole thing especially the meme going around showing Bill Gates 20-some years ago sitting behind a very same table in a very similar hearing room. And the question is, who did better, Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg? For the life of me, I don't. Nothing happened to Microsoft. Nothing's going to happen to Facebook. I wouldn't hold your breath waiting for regulations. The whole thing is just unregulatable. How do you determine? Mark Zuckerberg also in his testimony said that they're going to have an algorithm determine what is hate speech. An algorithm, for those of you who don't know how to write an algorithm, is simply, you know, coding. It's not some big formula that you put on 14 chalkboards that nobody can make sense of. It simply says, if a person says this, block them. Well, what is it that they're going to block? What words are they going to block? How are they've already blocked people, and the whole problem out of all of that was when he got caught, Mark Zuckerberg said, oh, that was a mistake. Sorry. So I still go back to the fact that this was Congress trying to do something. I doubt anything will come of it. Have any of you looked on your Facebook page to download their file on you to see what it is that they have on you? I did that, and I got next to nothing, which I guess means I share with them next to nothing. But still, there's really not a history there. I don't know how you get a real history out of Facebook. And do I care? I don't want to spend 5 seconds on it. I could not care less. So where did you spend, what hotel did you spend, were you staying at here in Washington? No, I don't want to say. That is not the way Facebook works. What's your assessment of what you were able to glean from whatever part of Zuckerberg's couple days in Washington? Phone number is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
So Zuckerberg, he came, he talked, and he's now back in his T-shirt on his private jet back to San Jose, so he can get back to what it is that he's doing. I don't know if you think something's going to happen out of all this. I really don't think. I don't know how you determine if you're going to write an algorithm for hate speech. What are going to be the key indicators of hate speech? If I say I don't like Catholics, I can trying to use a religion since I am a Catholic. So if I don't like Catholics, is that hate? There's a lot of people who don't like Catholics, but that doesn't mean that they are going to do something. I don't know how you define when it comes to race, religion. I don't like blacks. I don't like whites. I don't like browns. I don't like... look at all the fussing about Washington Redskins and Chief Wahoo. So, I mean, to one person it's hate, to another person it's not. So I don't know how you're ever going to get... You can have the smartest computers in the world, and it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Speaking of race, Congressman Rush brought up he wanted more African-Americans in the leadership at Facebook. I want to get into that when we go through the program here. Let's start with Tom in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Tom. Good talking with you again.
Likewise.
Facebook will track your phone so they know where you're at without you even telling people where you are. If you happen to be in a photo somebody takes and posts up on the internet, they use face recognition software and they know you're at that event. So
yep.
you keep saying that you provide all this information, but in reality, they're scouring information off you, and you don't even know about it.
No.
I don't think a lot of people know this.
I certainly know.
Know that they're tracking everything.
Oh, come on. The minute you sign on to the internet.
Old Aunt Edna doesn't know that.
Well, old Aunt Edna isn't using Facebook.
Being tracked. Well, yeah, that's a big portion of people are using it to share photos.
Well, yeah, okay, even if Aunt Edna doesn't know that, what is it that's so that's what is it? She's giving her all the information that nobody's lifting things without her first opening the door. She had to open the door and say, "Come on into my life."
Right, I'll agree with that. She signed in, she signed up, but you're being tracked without your knowledge.
I'm fully aware that I'm being tracked. I'm fully aware that when I walk onto the street outside our building, there are probably 40 cameras that see me walking out the building. I'm fully aware. I mean, that's the world we live in today. But with the police cameras. I didn't volunteer for that, but because I do have to be able to function in the world, but I do volunteer when I sign on to Facebook. So what do you want them to do?
I'm not even on Facebook, and I will go on different applications, and they will identify me through Facebook, and I don't know how they do that. If I don't have an account on Facebook, how is it these other companies know to identify me through Facebook?
How do you know that they're identifying you through Facebook?
Because they say so on the app. It'll pop up and, you know, sign on with your Facebook account, and it'll come up, and it'll have a picture from when I did have a Facebook account from years ago, and I deleted them 5 years ago.
But you made the mistake of signing on with your Facebook login information.
I don't even know what it is.
Well, you said when you sign on, and they got a photo of you from back in the day.
Right. If I sign on with Words for Friends, it comes up with Facebook stuff. And it goes to Facebook and finds different friends for me to be on Facebook with. So I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, they probably got that information so they could advertise to you about Words for Friends, Words with Friends.
Right.
It's all one big giant web. So what do you want them to do? You want them to shut down Facebook?
I want people to delete their, if they want privacy, delete their account.
That won't do it. They've already got your information. They will keep it forever. You're the perfect example. You don't have an account now, but you used to. They still keep your information, don't they?
Well, if you quit using them, if you delete accounts and quit using them, they'll lose power. I know
eventually.
There are huge, big, billions of people. But
yep.
If enough people get off of it, then their stock price will go down.
Yep. And they'll go out of business.
First Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Well, I may have the answer for our last caller. Mark Zuckerberg was being pressed today about does Facebook track your internet activity outside of using Facebook? And Senator Roger Wicker, the Republican from Mississippi, asked about reports that they do track your browsing activity even though you have logged out of Facebook. And he responded, "Senator, I want to make sure," and every time, by the way, he was schooled very well on this. He always started off with congressman or with senator or whatever. He said, "Senator, I want to make sure I get this accurate, so it would probably be better to have my team follow up afterward." I don't know, or I don't want to tell you. So I want to make sure I'm accurate. So I'll tell you what, somebody else will tell you. So Wicker would not let go. He pressed him again, and he said, this time, Zuckerberg said, "I know that people use cookies on the internet and that you can probably correlate activity between sessions." So later, Kathy Castor, a Democrat congresswoman from Florida, pushed in on the same thing. And he said that Facebook does track users even when they're not logged in. Okay? So they know they're watching you. They're watching you. Caitlin, hi, welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show. They're watching you. You know that, right?
Yeah, so I actually had a question for you, though.
Okay.
So the last caller that was on the phone, you mentioned you pressed them with different questions, and I guess I wanted to flip the script and ask you the same questions. For those who have already created a Facebook account, what do you recommend? I don't personally think that deleting your Facebook will make much of a difference.
I don't either.
And if Facebook went out of business, where would that information go? So I'm just curious, what do you recommend?
Well, I think you're right on that. I think if they did go out of business, somebody would buy the data. I mean, that would be, you know, that would be the fire sale as they're going down in flames. They say, hey, we got a lot of data here. Anybody want to pay us billions of dollars for it? So I don't know how they will ever really go out of business, but, or your data. I guess I'm just a realist on all of this, Caitlin, and I go all the way back to long before you're on the internet, when you were a baby, the moment you were born, within the first 5 minutes, they took your little foot and put ink on it and made a footprint of your foot that is part of your government birth records. Well, it starts there, and from there on in, you are stamped. You are tracked. So I don't know if there is any realistic way to live off the grid. I've had some callers call and say that they're trying. But it always comes down to somewhere, somehow, they've got to deal with the grid. And I don't know, even, you know, you go to the grocery store and they give you 73 cents off if you swipe your grocery store card. Well, they know exactly what you're eating. They know everything about us. So I don't know. I don't think you can avoid it. I think you just need to be somewhat cautious and somewhat aware of the fact that that's going on. For example, I still do have a check book somewhere, but on my checks, I never have printed my home address on it. Never, ever, ever. So when you go to the store and my name is there and my address, it's a P.O. box. So could you find it? Yeah, but it just makes it harder for you. So I don't know. What are you doing to reduce your electronic print?
Yeah, that's actually a great question, and that's something that I'm thinking through right now. And, you know, I was flipping through the radio, and, you know, I think I would describe myself as a moderate. I'm majoring in sociology, so some might consider me more of a liberal. But, I don't know, I was listening to your show to get a different opinion and different perspective. And what I'm doing, I guess, just monitoring the information that I put out and knowing that once it's out there, it's out there. So...
Yeah.
I never even thought about swiping my card at a grocery store and them tracking my food. But I think, like what you're saying, what can you do? I think a lot of people who joined Facebook joined when they're really young. So once your information's already there and then you decide later on that you don't want it, it's already too late.
It's too late.
And so, so I guess that's the big question that everyone's grappling with is how do you decrease your internet awareness or your internet presence, actually. But
let me ask you, and so you can tell you can tell me it's none of my business, but you sound like a young lady. I presume you're, I'm going to guess you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're in your 20s, I don't even want to bug you about are you married or single, but I don't know what young women have to go through, young men too. But if you're single, I don't know how you date in today's world, where I would presume if you're a guy calls you up and says, would you like to go out, that you would check that guy's digital footprint up one side and down the other to make sure he's not a monster. And I presume that the guys do that about the girls. I mean, it just, we have so much information out there that in today's just social world becoming a reality world, not a virtual world, but you really want to go out to dinner with some guy, you're going to find out everything you can about him before you go out to dinner with him.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, to where it's so interwoven within our lives that it's hard to mix it out of our lives and just not have it. Even job applications ask for social media presence.
Yep.
And so at this point, I think, how do we use it for our own advantage? You know, whatever political beliefs that you have, but how do you make sure that you have your opinion out there, or how to use social media as a way to have dialogue with people who think differently? I think at this point, getting rid of your social media gets rid of your opinion and your perspective.
Well, it is, it's Big Brother. It's all the things 1984 predicted and more. It really is Big Brother. So they know a lot about you. They know a lot about me. I think we just need to just stop and think before you put something online, whether it's on Facebook, yeah. Which I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a lot of young people have moved on to other social media. Facebook's kind of I got the impression it's more for mom and dad than it is anything else. And a lot of organizations, the local communities, use Facebook to make sure that people know when the meeting's going to be and where. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a great service, but it comes with baggage. Most of the baggage is good baggage, but some of it's bad. So try and eliminate or reduce the bad baggage. But, you know the rules. You don't put a photo of you at a party looking drunk with a drink in your hand.
Yeah.
Because that will ruin your chances for a job. But so it's that kind of thing. That's all it is. You got to live your life, and other people are going to be able to keep track of what you're doing. You worried?
Yeah, you know, I would say that it is concerning. Even though I guess I'm a little more left-leaning, I still grapple with to what extent we should trust the government. So,
well, I'm glad you're on that.
Facebook
good.
Isn't a government entity.
I got to hit the break here, but I'm glad you're thinking along those lines. You're thinking along my lines on that about the government. Caitlin, thank you.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
So, listen, the questioning, Zuckerberg had no chance because, like I said, the Republicans were after him because they are pretend that they're big on privacy. The Democrats were after him because they want to regulate whatever. But also there was another thread that went through a lot of the questions by Democrat senators and Democrat members of Congress, and that they did not come right out and say it, but basically they were asking an awful lot about the Russians, the election. And they, you could tell, still think that somehow, the Russians stole the election for Donald Trump. Hillary would have won, I told you. I'll tell you, she would have won if it wasn't for her. That was kind of the thought that they started their question with. And I guess they are having still a tough time coming to grips that Hillary lost. And that she lost to of all people, Donald Trump. But that's the reality. There was a lot of reasons for it. But it is, I don't think Facebook made you switch. from Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump. So New York Times has a list of things that Zuckerberg did not answer completely. When asked about when Facebook learned of the Russian influence on social network, Zuckerberg said right around the time of the 2016 election itself. Well, that contradicts earlier statements that he made that Facebook, they've long maintained, did not learn about how Russia agents were using its platform to influence the presidential election until the summer of 2017. And then their chief information officer, Alex Stamos, warned that the Russians have been active on the platform from the summer of 2016. I'm still having a hard time. I know most of us are clearly in favor of Trump or in favor of Hillary, but there's another group out there called the Persuadables. We've talked about them before. But even if you're persuadable, I just can't see the distance from Hillary to Trump is so far. I could see somebody being talked into voting for Bernie. Then there's a question, well, that Mark Zuckerberg said, you're not allowed to have a fake account on Facebook. Your content has to be authentic. That is so not true. New York Times says it's kind of true that Facebook requires people to register for accounts with their real names. But the fact is, fake accounts and false pages have persisted on the social network. I know this for a fact. I have a friend who is being harassed by somebody. I think I know who it is. They create fake pages, fake Facebook accounts in this person's name. A bunch of them. You can go create a whole bunch of fake Tom Sullivan accounts. There's already a zillion Tom Sullivans, but still. Oh, you already have? come on, Zuckerberg. You know darn well that it's easy to create a fake account. He lives in this goody-two-shoe world of, we require you to use your real name. He gave a lot of those kinds of answers over the last 2 days as well about, the companies that were data brokers that used our data, the Cambridge Analytica's, and there's a bunch of them like that. We asked them if they deleted the information once we found out that they used it, and they told us yes. And to his shock, he found out that they, in fact, hadn't. So I don't think he's that naive. Then he says, Cambridge Analytica wasn't using our services in 2015 as far as we can tell. That is totally false. Former employees of Cambridge Analytica said they were using Facebook as early as 2014. Then he says, actually, the first line of our terms of service say that you control and own the information and content that you put on Facebook. Well, I guess technically, it's your information. But have any of you read through the fine print of the terms of service? Because if you have, I recommend you see a psychiatrist. You've got to be self-punishing in order to read every word of that darn thing. It's pages and pages and pages and pages. When asked whether Facebook users and their friends had knowingly consented to sharing their data, Mr. Zuckerberg said, I believe that we rolled out this developer platform and that we explained to people how it worked, and they did consent to it. Not really. Noel sends me an email, says, Tom, the worst case criminal, in my opinion, was Joe the Plumbers when the IRS put out his information to the public. Yeah, the IRS is not supposed to, but they did. JPG 1000 says, fill your account with bogus information. Tom, don't delete the Facebook account. If you do, you lose control of the information. Fill the personal info with bogus information. Your friends don't need your personal information, but evildoers shouldn't get it. That's a great suggestion. Don't delete your Facebook account. go in and fill it up with all kinds of false information. I like that. Penny says, why in the world would Facebook or anybody want to know where anyone other than themselves would happen to be? Because it gives a pattern. If they see that you work for the XYZ company, if they see that you shop at the Joe's grocery store, all that stuff is valuable data that they can use with advertisers. Remember, they're in the advertising business, but so is the New York Times. And they're not trying to regulate them. All right. Is that one man all we can, that's all we can afford today? So what happened yesterday? President Xi was going, oh, I think we'll get along just fine. We'll change the tariffs around. And the market took off. Then this morning, hey, Russia, the missiles are coming. They're coming. And the market took off the other direction. So we finished with the Dow down 218 to 24,189. The market totally reacts to whatever Donald Trump is saying or doing, which is not good for investors because it's event-driven. It's an event-driven market. S&P down 14 today. The NASDAQ down 25. Oil is up to almost $67. And gold up to $1,354. On the comment line, this caller knows why Paul Ryan is retiring.
It's really easy to retire at 39 whenever you spent 20 years having every lobbyist in town line your pockets at the Americans' expense.
Well, that's all he has done is be a politician, so I guess your description is apt. We'll see you tomorrow.